Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investment. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand here, Master Investor. If you're new to our podcast, ensure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. Click the link in the description so that you have access to our digital courses and ebooks to ultimately help us build total freedom, which means true wealth, right? That's how we measure wealth. It's with time. It's not just with money, because there are a lot of people with money, but they don't have freedom. People that work hard at a job, they may have a lot of money, but they don't have the freedom to be with their family during the daytime. They only can take maybe 1 week vacation, if anything, during the year. Holidays might be compromised. So if that's the lifestyle that you desire to carry, then that's fine. It's nothing wrong with having that lifestyle. We're not here to say one is better than the other. What we're asking everyone to do is to ask ourselves this question: what do we want out of life? What is the ideal scene? What are our dreams, our passions? And then begin to ask ourselves every day that if what we're doing is truly what we love. Because if the answer is not too many days, then we need to change something drastically. And it begins with reading more, going to sleep a little smarter than we were yesterday, and just doing the self-development that is necessary. And it's something that never stops, because the more we know, the more we know that we don't know. There's so much data in the world, and data that can improve our being, who we are as individuals, which ultimately that is the best bet that we can do for our near future and long-term future, including financial future. Because the more valuable we become as individuals, the more money and success we will attract. It's about attractance and about chasing, because we're becoming a valuable asset ourselves, right, to the world. And everything that we touch turns into gold. We have the Midas touch, because we have the financial education. We have done our homework, our research, our due diligence. We understand how to read people, how to negotiate with people, how to put things in writing. We understand how to create an asset, which a lot of people never get to do in their life. And it could be one of the best things an individual should learn how to do. I mean, they learn how to do just about anything else: how to cook, how to ride a bicycle, how to drive, how to fly a plane, etc. But they never get to learn how to create an asset. But now, if you're here listening to this amazing audio, and or if you're watching this on a live stream, because we're also doing a live stream right now on YouTube and all other social media platforms as I'm recording this podcast. So you're welcome to also go to our YouTube channel and subscribe over there, because we're sharing our screen with examples, diagrams, and other things that helps us see the picture better in regards to building our asset column. If you're an existing subscriber of Master Investor here on our podcast, then thank you for coming back and supporting our channel. And of course, investing in your financial education by listening to something that is actually data that will help our financial situation, then that's key, right? That's how we can improve. And that's how we should actually carry our lives every day, to do actions that are in the best interest of ourselves at all times. And that's self-love. That is being more loving to ourselves, because we're choosing better thoughts, better actions, right? It's all about choices at the end. And we have 24 hours right now. What are we going to do in the next 24 hours? Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education. Made simple, we look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Bringing you the good and bad news on money, the business principles that work in all economies. Yesterday, we talked about how to do due diligence, which are the second most important words in business, and calculate cash-on-cash return on investment. So if you haven't read the article or listen to the podcast or the live stream, just go back to the previous one and go listen to that, because that is also very important. Once we master those two things, due diligence and learn how to calculate the cash on cash return on investment, then we're going to be in very well financial health in regards to any investment that we take on, because that is going to help us deciding whether that investment is truly an asset, is something that is going to, and it is putting money in our pocket, right? It's supposed to be doing that right now. Because an asset, in simple terms, is an investment or business that generates profit in the form of passive income and sometimes capital gains income, and it puts that into our pocket whenever we're not working. So an asset puts money in our pocket whenever we're not working. That is an asset. And an asset is a system of systems, because a business is a system of systems. And a liability simply takes money because it has an expense. Now, there's nothing wrong with liabilities, as I mentioned earlier. It's not about shrinking or cutting our expenses, nor our liabilities, because some of those liabilities maybe are things that we truly enjoy. We just need to create assets and acquire assets that will pay for the expenses of any liabilities that we have and any future liabilities that we want to have. So how do we come out of bad debt? Investing, using good debt. If there's any debt that you can get your hands on, then use it to invest in the asset column, and of course invest in your education financially, you know, through a course, seminar. Now we have webinars online. We don't even need to travel. We can just do it right from our laptop or our smartphone. We have the tools today to become wealthy super fast. If we're not doing it fast, then we're not doing it right. And it's because you want to do it slow. And there's nothing wrong. You want to do it slow, that's fine. But just know there's a fast track. And understand that we can tap into unlimited sales every day and also create more than $1 million a year, which is 2,750 plus per day. That's how we reach $1 million per year on cash flow. We need to make $2,700 plus dollars per day after all expenses are paid. It's not that much when you break it down like that, because it could be one high ticket item that makes that much, and even more. It could be several low ticket items that we're promoting and that we have systems doing the selling and telling. And let's say we don't even need to show up our face or anything to close those sales, because everything is being done through the systems. We have sales funnels, and that's what we're going to do here. We're not going to be doing sales 101. Nobody's going to be knocking on anybody's doors or selling something that somebody doesn't want, because that's doing the wrong marketing. It's doing the wrong business, because you don't want to give something to somebody that they don't really need. And there are two types of people on the internet, right? People looking for information, and the other type of group of people are those who are ready to buy the solution. And they have decided that they have a problem, and they're just looking for an authority to buy from. And that's when we're going to come in with smart marketing, which is finding a group of people that want what we have, and providing that in front of them so easily that they can grab, buy, and repeat. That is marketing. Sales via systems. So put in your memory bank a sound asset. It's a system of systems. That's what a business is, right? So an asset puts money in our pocket whenever we're not working. And a liability takes money out of our pocket, but we can always have an asset that pays for that liability, and that's the way to do it, so that we can have everything for free. Because once we obtain the asset, or we build the asset, and the asset is running and is creating XYZ dollars per day on positive cash flow, then that means that asset will bring the initial investment back eventually. And then after that, we tap into something that is called infinite return on investment, which that's the holy grail. That's what we want. That's when we have no money in the deal. Yeah, we still control the deal, and we're getting passive income and sometimes capital gains income, right? Depends on the asset and the asset class. There are five different asset classes that exist that we can invest in. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. It takes a higher level of financial education to achieve passive income. Rule number one in our community here at Master Investors is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. we are the type of investors that are active investors. Make sure that we also put that on our memory bank. Don't be a passive investor. A passive investor is someone that lacks financial education and he or she fears about investing, and therefore they end up giving their money away to somebody to invest it for them or a firm. And they usually are those people who end up investing in liabilities instead of assets, and we call those fake assets, because all it's doing is taking money away from their pocket. As they think that they're becoming rich on paper, they're actually becoming poorer and more, because not only is the dollar losing value, so if they're saving money in the bank and they're investing in 401k, mutual funds, ETFs, etc., then they're going to be risking their future, because nobody has really a guarantee that those companies will be here in that future. Maybe after 25 years, those companies will never exist. So who says that that money will grow in that trajectory after 25 years? Maybe it's growing now, but if you're not touching that capital, then it's not an asset if you're just putting money into the 401k or the mutual fund. Now, the 401k, the employer puts whatever the employee puts in. So if you don't put anything into the 401k, the employer doesn't put anything, so there's no pension in there. And if you put money into the 401k, then you're putting money into a fake asset. And even though the employer will have to match you, it's still a fake asset. And it's still dangerous to only rely on that, because in the future, that might just be blown out. And you have no control over the assets at all. And remember, as a master investor, as an inside investor, as an active investor, right? We want control, leverage, scalability. We want good debt. We want be able to say what to do with the asset. We have control. We have our company that is holding that asset or that operation. And that money that's coming in from that operation is being run to that company that we control 100%. So the way we are helping people become aware of raising capital here at Master Investor and become ultra wealthy, or the level of wealth that we all desire, because not everybody wants to make $1 million, and that is fine. The important point is that we all figure out our wealth number, what is our lifestyle that we want to have, make sure that we reverse engineer that. So if it takes 20,000, 50,000, $500,000, $500 million, $1 billion, right, lifestyle per year, whatever it is that you want, everything is possible. If you can see it, we can achieve it. If we can wrap our minds around whatever idea we have, no matter how unrealistic it is, then we can be there and we can bring it actually into existence. And we need to do the work. It's about having that thought, being present that that is already happening. And at the same time, we're setting up the stage for that experience to show up, because it's always better to be ready for an experience or an opportunity that doesn't show up than it is not to be ready or prepared and that opportunity does show up. You don't want to be in that category, because that goes with regret, because it's right in front of you and you can't really capitalize it, because what? You didn't think it was going to show up, you assume. So that's already a bad habit to have, assuming. Let's find out first. Let's go with facts. That's why inside of our community, we help everyone understand that we must measure a return on investment with facts instead of opinions. And that means we need to read the financial statement. And before we read a financial statement of a business or an investment, we need to master our personal financial statement. We all have a personal financial statement. And every company and every investment has a financial statement that tells the story behind that entity or that person. So the first thing we need to do is go into our digital course, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On. Get all of the 3 ebooks that we have, the 10 new rules of money, the one I just gave you, and how to invest in crypto to build wealth, understanding Bitcoin and blockchain. You can find them on Kindle if you like to read them there. If you want to have the paperback, get them on Amazon. But if you go to our website, you have additional assets that will come with each ebook, because we have turned it into a digital course that is vivid. meaning that we're adding and updating that course ongoingly. And any other asset that we add in there in the future after you get in, it will be yours to keep for life at no additional cost. It's just a great investment to do if you get it from our website, because in a year from now, 2 years from now, I mean, the course is gonna grow. We are adding exclusive interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, celebrities, new entrepreneurs that will emphasize more on the topic of each volume. And then also we're going to have events, and whoever is member of that course, that's how we're going to verify to get into this exclusive event that we're going to have to do networking, business networking, and just come out and share our successes and just kind of network, because everybody's building the asset column. And then you never know, we can also meet, and then something, you know, a team will be built in those meetings, right? And so we're gonna have them around the world, and you want to be part of this movement, you want to be part of this community. We are the authentic global brand of money, business, and investing. We're gonna keep it 100%. Whatever we do here is to help us build the asset column, all right? So today's topic is gonna be fake assets versus cash flowing assets. Why most individuals invest in fake assets instead of real ones, and how this can jeopardize or secure the stability of our financial future. Summary. Being able to distinguish between an asset and a liability is essential to being wealthy. Wealthy people own assets that consistently produce positive cash flow. To become wealthy, apply our financial knowledge rather than the currency. Let's analyze the gap below. On this diagram that we're seeing on screen, for the ones that are listening to the podcast, make sure you go to our article or just watch the live stream and you'll be able to see the diagram. It shows the changes in share of income versus 1979 after taxes and inflation. And we can see that the wealthy class, we have gotten wealthier, while the middle class and the poor class, they have actually decreased. They're getting poorer because they're working for something that is losing value, which is earned income, money, right? The dollar itself is losing value due to the changes in the law. August 15, 1971, President Richard Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money, paper, fake currency, debt, and just an idea backed up by confidence. 1974, US signs the petrodollar agreement with Saudi Arabia, basically replacing the gold, the oil, that agreement, bringing the confidence back. But there's nothing back in the money anymore. It's not real money. So after 1971, money became debt. 1974, we go into an agreement with Saudi Arabia. It's called the petrodollar agreement. And basically says that every nation around the world who buys oil, right, which is just about every nation, they will have to exchange their currency into dollars and then buy the oil. And that brought the dollar's confidence back up, as it was losing it tremendously, and it still loses value, okay? And in fact, that agreement is being broken by Saudi Arabia nowadays, if people are unaware, because they're selling oil to countries in their own currency. So, as I said before, every currency in the history has gone back to its intrinsic value, which is zero. So you cannot be saving money, because that means that you're a loser if you're just saving money. Why savers are losers? Because you're saving garbage. That's the simple terminology to use to understand what is happening in the world today and how we can actually become wealthy. Understanding these changes in law and how saving is losing money due to taxes, inflation, and it hinders the entrepreneurial spirit, because what is it being taught by saving? We're not learning anything if you just save money in a piggy bank, or if you put it in the bank account, or now it's automatic, right? You don't even get the check. People don't even get paid through checks anymore. They get direct deposit. So now they're really not learning anything. Before, they had to walk to the bank or drive to the bank. So just think about how everything has changed, how money today is not longer real money, it's just a currency. It's created with debt. Today we're over $34 trillion in debt nationally. That's what we checked a few days ago. We're keeping ourselves updated 100% with the good and bad news of money, because we are preparing for any type of economy. That's what an inside investor does. We understand that the economy goes up and down. And when we hear crisis among the masses, we hear opportunities. Because in fact, we can create a lot more wealth when the economy is crashing. But we can only do that when we have financial education to be able to spot opportunities where others do not. So the diagram will show you how much the difference is on the growth between the middle class, the poor class, and the wealthy class. I mean, the difference is like huge. So that gap is just growing continuously. The distance between the middle class and the poor class and the wealthy class. Basically, the middle class and the poor class are like becoming one. But nonetheless, the only difference between the middle class and the poor class is that the middle class simply has a higher paying job, or they have their own firm, their own clinic if they're a dentist or something like that, but they still have to show up. Unless the dentist becomes a wealthy entrepreneur and begins to branch off by allowing other doctors to come in the practice, and now it will just focus on establishing a brand that is reputable and people can get to know that firm and the core values of that that dental practice. And now that also that corporation can begin to have maybe products in different, not only in their stores, but in different markets, maybe create a toothpaste and so forth. Now you begin to solve other people's problems more than just the clients itself. And the doctor who initially created the firm now has branched off as being the inside investor in growing the firm, because she or he's hiring other professionals who can be there and work and handle the work while she or he is growing the operation. That's the most important thing, to be able to transition and solve more people's problems. The more we solve, the wealthier we become. But as I said before, just to keep it simple, there are two types of mindset when it comes to money. Poor mindset and wealthy mindset. And it's up to us which one we're going to have. Of course, here inside of our community, we're choosing to go with the wealthy mindset. This graph demonstrates how in the last almost 40 years, the wealthy have gotten much wealthier, while the middle class and the poor have gotten dramatically poorer. How is this possible to occur? Fake assets hold the key to that question. False assets, what are they? The advice that most people get in the world is the following. Go to a good school, get a good job, save money, buy a house, and invest in a balanced portfolio of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That is the customary financial advice offered by people in the past. That plan is definitely not a plan to become wealthy. That is what most people would do, unfortunately, missing out on the fast track of life. Due to their lack of financial education and financial experience, they are afraid of investing. They end up giving their money or their hard-earned income to others to invest it for them in fake assets. It is likely that this advice was also given to majority of people in the world today, at least 90%. We must always pay attention to people's behaviors regarding money and as an indicator to capitalize on the opportunities that crisis brings to inside investors. In 1971, Nixon removed the dollar from the gold standard, like I mentioned. Our money was poisoned after that. It turned into debt. But good for us, the one that is financial educated. because now we can utilize fake money to become wealthy. As bizarre that it sounds, but it is true. Money today is debt. The government prints money to move the economy forward. So people are worrying about inflation. They're worrying about the wrong thing. Why? Because inflation is not going to stop. And the higher the inflation grows, the easier it's to become wealthier with fake money. Because the dollar continues to lose value. And now we can actually raise capital even faster with low interest rates. And who cares about the interest rates as long as the numbers work? So if the interest rate is high to certain people's perspective, but if the numbers of the financial statements can cover the expense plus the interest rate of that credit card or whatever loan we got, then it doesn't matter, because that means it's good debt. It's making us wealthy. It's being paid on its own, and it's putting money in our pocket in the form of passive income or capital gains income. The wealthy do not work for earned income. We can agree due to the facts that money is poison and that is intended to harm everyone who earn money. People on the left side of the cash flow circle, the employee and self-employed. Save money or put money into government-sponsored assets, which are fake assets like stocks, mutual funds, 401ks, and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Here at Master Investor, we have given world access to the wealthy mind, wisdom. We recorded the following facts in our content. A house that does not put money in our pocket in the form of cash flow, and such house does not pay itself off, then the house is a liability. But if the house generates cash flow through short-term or long-term rentals and it puts money in our pocket in the form of passive income or positive cash flow after all expenses are paid, including the debt service, then that house is an asset. The same liability and that someone has in their liabilities column could be a real asset that generates positive cash flow for us, but we need to apply the wealthy context, right? Those who save are losers in today's economy. Wealthy people don't work for earned income. We do not sell our time for a paycheck. Plus, earned income is taxed at the highest bracket out of all the incomes, and there are three incomes: earned income, capital gains income, passive income. Capital gains income and passive income comes from investing. We focus on building passive income because it requires higher level of financial education by actively investing, building our businesses, and that those businesses eventually buy other businesses and other assets in different asset classes, and we compound the asset column with real assets, and we want to have control, we want to invest in business that we can control so that we can tap into the excess of cash flow of that business, and we can allocate that extra cash flow that we're getting as an expense because we already have a place for the money to be invested in. Whether it's in the same asset class or in a different asset class, but we're going to expand our portfolio in different asset classes because that's how we protect ourselves from down economies and hedge for inflation. So investing actively in cash flowing assets will help us in any type of economy, in different asset classes, okay? It's not just in one asset class, like majority people have been taught to do, such as investing in only paper assets. But when the market crashes, they will lose everything. That's why it's not good to rely on the 401k mutual funds, because you have no control over what's going on, and if the market crashes, you lose everything. Wealthy people don't work for earned income. We specifically focus on building passive income. The purported financial experts let out a cry. This was hearsay to them. They said, "You have no idea what you are talking about." Very gratefully, we do, because we have financial education. And numerous recessions that have destroyed millions of people's wealth attest to this. We recommend all to read it, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On, a personal finance book, and that will help anyone become a master of money like a professional, making money our slave, telling money what to do. Instead of money telling us what to do, we're directing money. And every excess of cash flow that we have from an asset, we're going to treat it as an expense, not as an asset. because that means that we're going to use that money to invest into another asset, okay, that will generate passive income and capital gains income. Depends on what type of income that asset will bring. And eventually we'll get that money back if we invest any of our money initially, and then we'll tap into infinite return investment. That's the holy grail. That's when we control the asset. We have no money of our own into the asset, but yeah, we still control the cash flow, and we're getting paid as everybody else is getting paid as well. And all the expenses, is after everything is paid, we're leaving us with positive cash flow. And that is infinite return on investment. And as long as we continue to do that, we will tap into the velocity of cash flow. And that's when we have different freedom units, different sound assets that we control with our companies that are pumping excess of cash flow. And those are the three E's of a master investor. Number one, financial education. Number two, financial experience. Number three, excess of positive cash flow. Okay. And that's how we can tell. And it has nothing to do with making millions of dollars. Remember, wealth is measured in time, not necessarily in dollars, because there are a lot of people with money in their bank account that work very hard, but they're not wealthy. They're not rich, because money is not what makes us rich. What makes us wealthy is our mindset. It's who we are, okay? And as it burned out that it sounds, right? It's our mindset, we hear it all the time. It truly is, it starts with our mindset, so don't take that for granted. Begin to shift the way we approach money, the way we think about money, the way we treat it, the way we see the world, how we're going to solve problems in the world, and everything else will change. When we change the way we look at things, then the things that we look at changes. Easy formula for assets versus liabilities. An asset puts money in our pocket when we do not work. A liability takes money out of our pocket. A fake asset is, to put it simply, one that robs us blindly while promising to make us wealthier. Various types of fake assets include a 401k. It's a fake asset since the money disappears from the uneducated investor's wallet over time, years and years. An individual retirement account, IRA, deducts money from the pocket for an extended period of time, making it a fake asset, because a government pension deducts money from people's wallet over an extended period of time, it is a fake asset. A principal dwelling that requires the uneducated investor to pay a mortgage for 30 or more years is a funny asset because they are paying money out of their pocket for it. Taxes and all repairs must be paid out of the unwise investor's pocket. An important asset is a mutual. An imposter or fake asset is a mutual fund. Savings funds, stocks, and ETFs are also fake assets. Every one of them is a derivative. Mutual funds are rife with fees, which serves to enrich the wealthy at the expense of the poor, or the one with a poor mindset, the uneducated investor. Insiders are aware that investors in mutual funds provide 100% of the capital and assume 100% of the risk, but they only receive less than 20% of the returns. That just sounds like a bad deal overall. Recall that assets enable us to generate passive income and capital gains income, which we will cover any expenses related to the asset. The uneducated investor has to pay money to cover the liabilities with their hard-earned income. We can always determine the difference between a real and fake asset by using this easy formula. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, or also known as the DJIA, 1895-2015, from those years. We can see the diagram, and it shows the giant crash and literally how it has, after the crash and after the money became dead, 1971, it started growing around 1985, 2015, it has surpassed the 16,000, I think it is 16, yeah. The increase of the Dow Jones Industrial Average over a 120-year period from 1895 to 2015 is depicted in the graphic. Recessions are indicated by shaded areas. You can see that the massive 1929 catastrophe, which plunged the nation into a slump that lasted for more than 20 years, was really a minor blip, a tiny bit of stuff. In comparison, Black Monday in 1987, which caused global alarm, was merely a little decline. From there, we can observe the DJIA's sharp ascent in the ensuing significant crashes. The question to ask are, but how high will it go and how far will it fall, even in bull markets? In actuality, the market's tendency to rise and fall is inherent. Those falls might be larger now than they have ever been. The poor and middle class may face financial collapse in the event of the next crash. And the false teachers, fake assets, and money are to blame for it all. As many of those folks as we can save, that is one of our goals here at Master Investor, to provide that high quality financial education to the world so that everybody can empower themselves. For one thing, that is why we wrote this article, The Distinction. What separates the extremely wealthy from the typical person is as follows. The very wealthy are aware of the system's tendency towards extreme fluctuations and are skilled at taking advantage of them. The new rules of monies play for the super wealthy and those who have the wealthy mindset context. We understand that following the traditional advice to go to school, acquire a good job, save money, and invest in a diversified mix of mutual funds, equities, and bonds is a recipe for financial ruin. And so we may amass wealth, we are dependent on the average person to continue following the established rules. What makes fake assets problematic? At this post-introduction stated, during the previous almost 40 years, the middle class and the poor have suffered while the wealthiest have gotten significantly wealthier. The wealthy are becoming extraordinarily wealthy by pilfering the wealth of the middle class and the poor via the use of fake assets. That is the issue with counterfeit assets. It is also expanding. Let's take a brief look at history first. The Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which safeguarded workers' corporate pensions, came into force in 1974. Another financially structured retirement plan, the 401k, began to take shape 4 years later. Something was wrong with this. All of a sudden, people who had never invested, men and women alike, with no background in finance, were expected to do so. That market, marked the beginning of a gigantic financial scheme involving Wall Street, the U.S. government, and too big to fail banks. An entire business of financial planners who are really professional marketers educated to sell paper assets like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds for commission was born out of the 401k institution. These are not investments, to be clear. These are fake assets. These are goods that Wall Street, the U.S. government, and banks hope to sell in order to make large profits. They achieve this by charging fees and by increasing sales of their products. We are on to something if that seems to us like a Ponzi scheme. However, as we can see, the wealthy are getting wealthier while the middle class and the poor are getting poorer. Despite a burgeoning industry of financial advisors, soaring stock markets, and millions of individuals investing in products like 401ks and IRAs, that is the issue with fake assets, the US dollar's impending collapse. If we have read our other books, The 10-Year Rules of Money in how to invest in crypto to build wealth, then we are aware that although many people still view the dollar as money, it is actually a form of currency. It is created with debt because Nixon removed it from the gold standard. This is the cause of the numerous extreme fluctuations in the economy over the past 40 years, but it is music to the one that has financial education and adversely invest in real assets. The dollar can no longer be seen as an asset that provides investors with a safe haven during uncertain times. Right, because the dollar is no longer real money, so we cannot treat it as if it's real money, because it's just not good when the economy crashes to have money, because it loses value every day. So if you're saving money under your mattress or in a piggy bank, you're losing it. You're losing it slowly. It's not working hard for us. So on certain times, we need to make sure that we have real assets that we are controlling with our companies that are producing passive income and capital gains income. Like any other asset class, it is subject to the volatile fluctuations of the market due to its status as a currency. The dollar's value against the euro has fluctuated significantly in 2022 alone, going from $1.51 to its most recent low of $1.23. The dollar is transferable, meaning that market whims can cause it to appreciate or depreciate dramatically in value. As a result, its value fluctuates consistently. Today, crypto is not just an asset and an asset class to invest for capital gains income. Today, crypto is the new money in town. Crypto is a currency. It's been accepted by governments around the world as a digital currency. Now we can pay each other with crypto. We can also pay companies, or if they accept crypto, then we can use crypto to pay them, and we can use crypto to buy assets, to buy more assets, so we can now take advantage of the gains immediately. So learning how to invest in crypto is a good idea, because crypto is one of the asset classes that exists that we should learn how to invest in. And that's why we created the ebook, How to Invest in Crypto to Build Wealth. U.S. Deficit Spending. The government spent $1.38 trillion more in 2022 than it took in. This seems crazy to the typical individual. It is common knowledge that when we consistently spend more than we make, creditors will eventually knock on our door and people won't trust us when we tell them we will pay them back. Investors now claim they don't think the United States can repay its debt. They are shewing the dollar for this reason, but we don't expect the United States to pay for that. It's not going to happen. It's on purpose that way. So the $34 trillion that we're nationally in debt right now is going to continue to grow. It's not going to stop, and we're going to enter hyperinflation, which is even better for us. As long as we have financial education, we are prepared for any type of economy. We use money as a form to get assets, because money will only maintain its value by moving it from one asset, cash flowing asset, to another cash flowing asset that we are controlling with our companies. Real assets, no fake assets. U.S. foreign debt. As of 2023, Japan leads the list of foreign creditors with $1.1 trillion, while the United States owes China about $859.4 billion. These figures suggest that, contrary to what the average person may have previously believed, we are far more dependent on China's growing economic worldwide. The U.S. is the world's largest debtor nation, with the majority of our debt owed to a nation that has consistently and loudly criticized the dollar. The currency would totally collapse if China decided to pursue collection of its debt. But it won't happen, because China's economy depends on our purchases, right? Because everything is imported from China, and that's one of the main reasons, if not the reason, why President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar, because we are a country that imports more than exports. Unfortunately, right, we should actually be both, but since the economy works with printed money, why would we waste our time creating, right? I guess that's the mindset, and we just pay somebody else to do it overseas and we just bring it here. Nonetheless, we encourage everyone here at Master Investors to innovate, to create, to learn how to create a company, to create. Now it's digital, so we can start it from online. We don't need to have a physical store. But it's important that we learn how to produce and create something, okay? It's not just consuming. So, but the main reason why we separated the gold standard from the US dollar was that, because we couldn't afford to give the gold to real money to China. Because if it would have been still attached, we would have gave them over $34 trillion in gold. We would have ran out of gold by now. And that's why we did it. So, but China, on the other hand, is not going to do anything about it yet, because they still depend on us. We consume a lot of China's goods. So in a way, the separation of the gold standard and US dollar was a way to protect our gold, our real money, and at the same time created a pathway to create wealth very fast for anybody, regardless of our economy class that we're in today. But it starts with the mindset. So you could be in a poor class and have the wealthy mindset, and you can jump in from the poor to the wealthy before you actually achieve the wealth physically, but at least you have the mindset. So now you put yourself and your spirit on the wealthy class, existing on a borrowed moment or time. Right, history will always repeat itself until certain patterns are altered. Many economists predict that the US will see significant deflation akin to that of the US and hyperinflation akin to that of Germany. That is to say, if current trends continue, we will see both kinds of depressions. In the end, the dollar will inevitably become worthless, even though it might strengthen temporarily. All currencies eventually go to zero, as the proverb says. In the annals of times, no currency has escaped the crushing weight of debt that its governments have piled upon it. The dollar won't be an anomaly. It is only a matter of time, and it might happen sooner rather than later. Majority of people are living on borrowed time if the person is a dollar better. It is not safe to invest in dollars. All those dollars that the Fed has been pumping into the economy would eventually swamp the market and generate massive inflation once the crisis has temporarily subsided. Years and years of money depreciating will probably cause the middle class to collapse. The last thing we want to be holding when that occurs is cash. And that's why the middle class will collapse, because they're so focused on working for more earned income, for more dollars. And they usually invested in fake assets and 401ks. And if they're not investing in that, they invest in all their money and liabilities, such as nice cars and things that just take money away from them. There's something wrong with that, as long as we have assets that will pay for that. But if you work hard to pay for all your liabilities, everything that you get, it's just not a good strategy. You're not enjoying the things because you're working hard to pay for those things, so you don't really have the time to enjoy the items or the liabilities that you have. So that strategy makes no sense. What is safe then? With all of this, one must wonder what else is safe if not the dollar. The answer is cash flow and assets, is a succinct response. The basic investment philosophies of wealthy people are common. We invest in a variety of cash flow and assets, including companies, real estate, oil wells, and more, that generate positive cash flow and act as a hedge against inflation and protect us from down economies. We also maintain our liquid assets in silver and gold rather than currencies, which those are commodities. This is so because when the dollar declines, gold and silver appreciate. Not everyone who lacks financial literacy should use this. A high degree of financial literacy is required for this type of investing. It is up to us to determine where our safe haven is. What we are capable of. The wealthy do not work for earned income or invest in fake assets. Instead, we are aware of the game of money and the new rules. Now that debt equals money. Our acumen and understanding of finance enable us to make meaningful investments that increase our wealth and put money in our pocket every month. The first step in breaking free from the never-ending cycle of handing over our money to the wealthy via fake assets is financial education. To invest in actual assets that generate passive income, we need to become more financially literate and comprehend the following. Number one, the way to use taxes to acquire investments such as a commercial real estate property, how to use loans to buy commercial real estate property and businesses and other assets, ways to reinvest profits without incurring taxes, utilizing the laws that are available to do this, like the 1031 exchange and real estate. Number four, the rationale behind preserving gold and silver rather than fake money, the dollar. So it's much better always to buy gold. If you're gonna have money saved every month in your savings account, grab that money and put it in gold. It's gonna go up in value. Next month you'll have more. At least your money's working hard and it's growing, because you can always turn that into cash if you were to need the cash. You can make it liquid. By learning more about finance, we too will be able to invest like the wealthy and recognize fake assets with ease and make expert investments on actual assets. Greetings from the world of fake versus real. Many now refer to the reality in which we live as post-truth. To put it succinctly, our reality is a fabrication. The phrase fake news gained popularity as a result of former President Donald Trump criticizing the media for a range of actual or alleged reporting problems. Many users on social media have phony followers. Billions of dollars are spent by millions of people purchasing phony Versace, Louis Vuitton, and Rolex watches. Fake pharmaceutical medications also exist. There are innocuous fakes out there. More power to them if they choose to wear a bogus luxury watch. Other counterfeit goods have the capacity to seriously hurt both the globe and us. Verifying what is true and what is phony in today's society can make all the difference in terms of life and death, wealth and financial disaster, and war and peace. Let's look at three concrete examples of harmful fakes. Fake assets, number one. Number two, fake professors or teachers or instructors. Number three, fake money. Number one, fake currency. False money has the ability to worsen the lives of the poor and middle class while also making the wealthier wealthier. And that can also cause a lot of chaos in major cities, because when there's lack of money, crime rises and war and revolutions and crazy things begin to happen because people don't have money to eat and so forth. So that people go into panic. I go into great depth in the book about how the elites and grunge print bogus money, starting with Nixon's removal of the dollar from the gold standard and what it implies for us. Let's just state that fake money is the exact reason why savers are losers in today's environment. Number two, false teachers or false instructors. What financial lessons did we learn in school? The majority of people say that nothing applies. The majority of educators are wonderful individuals. However, our educational system is flawed, out of date, and does not adequately prepare pupils for life after school. In fact, they teach people how not to make mistakes and how to be afraid of taking risk, because if you don't have the right answers, or if you don't get the right answers, then you're going to be labeled as an F student, as stupid. And so when we go in real life, we get the test right away. There's no lesson or material. It doesn't come with instructions. So it's up to us to go ahead and fall harder, right? In the right places, in the right passions, pick ourselves up, do it again, improve every day, because it comes with that. So the mentality that people gain from the school system is that one of the poor mindset, because they're teaching the context of the poor. They're teaching people how to work hard for earn income, how to look for a job, how to speak the language of the employee and self-employed, how to be afraid of investing, how to just work and give their money away to fake assets. So if we want to be part of the wealthy class, all we have to do is first change our mindset from the poor context to the wealthy context. And we can do that by learning every day about financial education, exactly what we're doing here, and then begin to invest. Number three, fake assets. To begin with, we must clarify and comprehend the distinction between an asset and a liability. Assets enable us to have excess or positive cash flow, passive income, and capital gains income. Also, assets allows us to minimize taxes all the way to zero legally in many instances. We have to pay money out of pocket for liabilities. Majority of people who get a home, they think because their house may be going up in value, they think it is their biggest asset. The poor and middle class tend to follow in this context. A financial educated person would know that a house is not an asset, it is a liability that requires the owner to pay for it with his or her hard-earned income, and it does not make them any positive cash flow. Millions of individuals consider their home to be valuable, a valuable possession, but it is not unless they do something with that, with their value that is going up by refinancing and putting that to work successfully, by moving the excess of cash flow into a new cash flow and asset. The housing market crashed in 2008 in many locations throughout the world. Property prices are just now beginning to rebound, with the exception of a select handful like San Francisco, New York, and Honolulu, where prices have increased. On the other hand, the real estate crash was not one. The identical fake assets that Brill details in his piece were the root of the problem, in an article that we read earlier. To thrive in this world filled with fake assets, we must be financially literate. In our content here at Master Investor, we constantly discuss the original reason we started Master Investor: to provide actionable steps with high quality financial education to the world, to educate people about money so they may prosper in any market environment. According to an old proverb, knowledge is power. With our content here, we want to arm us with the information we need to stand up to the forces that be, discern between what is real and what it is not, and prosper when so many others are fighting just to survive. Today, knowledge is money, but knowledge is only achieved when we have experience by applying the information learned into our lives. Make sure that whatever we are consuming is top-notch and aligned with our financial goals. We must also become producers in this world of fake assets. Master how to build and acquire cash flow and assets. Usually, real assets have the potential to become long-lasting brand and not just a commodity. This impending depression will be the largest wealth transfer in history, as we have often stated. This is our chance to strike it and get to the wealthy class, but we have to give up using the outdated money rules. Don't lose sight during a moment when we could feel hopeless and panic. The strategically positioned will encounter adversity with acknowledgement and discover possibilities and promise. Hold our head high, keep learning everything we can. A chance is pounding on our door. Are we going to respond? Make sure that we invest in our financial education. Click the link in the description if you enjoyed today's talk. I'm going to be talking later on a different podcast, so make sure that you tune in if you're new. bring you the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies, stay extraordinary and wealthy. Let me know if you have any questions or if you need any help about today's talk, fake assets versus cash flowing assets. Bye for now.